Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah. Friend sent me a picture of her cat that she took just after the earthquake, and the cat looks very perplexed. And let me just zoom in on the feline. Looks like some of its hairs, some of its hairs are standing on end. The cat knew something was up. Now, this is a picture from Debbie, as in Debbie's basement, where we frequently gather to watch football. Debbie was with us last night at the Indian joint. Had a great time with friends who are more like family. But, Debbie says she acted weird the rest of the morning. See, I think I mentioned these cats last week. Debbie supposedly has two cats. I don't know that for a fact because I've never personally seen them. And I'm not 100% sure that Debbie didn't Photoshop this cat, you know, for me, knowing that I love cats. But anyway, the cat definitely looks like something is up. I'm going to post this picture. If you took a picture of maybe the wildlife in your area right after the earthquake looking dazed and confused, or maybe your house dog or house cat or bird, maybe your turtle acting a little bit weird, send it to me, tom@wben.com. Also, if you have any security camera footage of the earthquake of 23, if you could send that to newsroom@wben.com. Many of you have home security systems. I sure do. Some of you have Ring doorbell cameras, there's more video now than there's ever been. And let's get back to the calls on News Radio 930 WBEN. Your earthquake stories, and if you want to know why I'm not telling an earthquake story, it's because I slept right through it. I was dead to the world. One of those nights, doesn't happen often, where you put your head on the pillow and you don't wake up until the alarm goes off in the morning. Rather fond of those nights. They don't seem to happen nearly enough. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. Here is Richard in Buffalo. Richard, what's your story? Richard hung up on us. Well, he held on for so long and he hung up. I feel somehow rejected by Richard. And I'm going to do some self-examination as to why he might have rejected me. We had an 18-minute relationship, and he just ghosted me like that. All right, here's Debbie in Buffalo. Debbie, you're on WBEN. You've got an earthquake story.
Hi, Tom. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. This morning, I got up at 6:15, and I asked the dogs if they wanted to go potty. The big dog, my German Shepherd, he wouldn't get off the bed. And I was like, come on, get up. He wouldn't go. So I take the goofy dog. He'll follow me anywhere. So I take him outside. I'm standing outside with him. And all of a sudden, I heard the boom. And I swear it wasn't a sonic boom. And then the earthquake happened after that is what I'm trying to say.
So when you were outside, forgive my interruption, but when you were outside and you heard the boom, did the boom seem to come from any particular direction, or was it just an all-encompassing boom?
I'm happy you asked that, because I swear it came from the west, because that's exactly where my head went to. I was like looking to the west, and I got in the house and I looked up sonic boom, and it did say that there is like an aftershock after it happens. To me, you guys are all talking earthquake, but I'm talking sonic boom. So, I'm just throwing it out there. That's what I felt. That's what I saw or felt. You know what I mean? I swear it was a sonic boom. And I know what could have caused that. Your imagination can go wild. I'm just telling you, that's what I thought, Sonic Boom, and then the aftershock was after that.
You mean the aftershock or the actual earthquake itself followed the boom?
The boom happened, then supposedly you guys are saying quake.
Yes. Why? What do you think it was? Everybody's saying it was an earthquake.
Oh, you know what I think it was.
I have no idea what you think it was.
I think it was a...
A what?
I think it was a UFO playing with us and took off really fast and you know, he did it. I know that sounds insane.
Well,
and I laugh about it. You're going to mock me about it, but I swear it was a sonic boom. So that's all. That's what I felt.
All right. Thank you very much. Let's just apply Occam's razor here, shall we? If it was a UFO, where are the pictures coming into media of the UFO? With all of the security cameras that are out there, all the Ring doorbell cameras, would there be photographic evidence of the UFO? I would think so, unless, of course, it was in stealth mode. But when you've got everybody saying that it sounded like a shaking, when you've got the seismologist saying it was an earthquake, I think the most logical explanation is it was an earthquake. And as far as the boom, especially those of you who are outside, did your head turn in a certain direction? You know, sometimes when you're at Independence Day fireworks and those big booming shells go off, you know exactly where they are. You know exactly the direction from which the sound is coming. Or was it more of an all-encompassing sound where you kept looking around like, well, I have no idea what the origin of that sound was? Especially those of you who were outside. But I feel very confident in saying that this morning at 6:15 was not a visit from UFOs. I believe the most logical explanation is earthquake. Maybe I'm wrong. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. Here is, oh no, is this a damage report? Mike in West Seneca, which was the epicenter of the earthquake. You're on WBEN. What's your story, sir?
I'm glad you said it's the epicenter because I'm hearing nobody complaining about damage, but all hell broke loose. Here, I live in a brand spanking new duplex, very solid, very expensive. And the first, I was sitting on the edge of the bed just waking up when it happened. First, it sounded like a train or maybe my furnace starting to rumble to start up. And then that one heck of a nasty boom. And when the boom went off, both bathrooms, my shower curtains came down, their tension rods. They came down. I heard glass smash. I couldn't find the glass. I thought the glass I heard was my shower curtains are steel with steel rings. So I thought, well, maybe it's my imagination. Come out to the kitchen. I have a pyramid of my Keurig cups, all K-cups all stuck up. They're all tipped over. And I thought, well, that's about the damage. What was this? I'm out on the porch. Nobody's out. And I got to get to Rochester. So I'm heading for Rochester, and the other girl that lives in the other half of this duplex, who is a doctor, calls and says, Mike, check your windows in the back. She goes, mine are smashed out.
No.
I said, I heard that, but I thought it was my shower curtains. And she said, no, it's my window. So I turned around and came back, went down to my basement, because seeing as all those shower curtains came down, that means the house tweaked or gigged a little bit, right? So I come back, and I got glass block windows in the basement, and they got in the center of those, they got those vents that are a glass block vent.
Right.
All four of them were popped out. So nobody's calling about damage. I'm shocked.
No way. Hey,
absolutely.
Mike, I first of all, I'm very sorry that you have to go through this because now it's going to be a pain in the butt getting people to repair it and going through your homeowner's insurance, okay? But what I would like you to do, if it's not too much trouble, would you be so kind as to take photographs of your damaged block windows as well as the windows that got smashed out in back of your home and send them to me, Tom at WBEN.com?
I'll ask my neighbor. She'll send me pictures. It was her windows that got smashed out in the back. My glass block vents popped. They're designed to do that for pressure. And that's the other thing. When this thing started rumbling, now this is within 5 seconds. I hear the rumble. I'm like, that's louder than normal for the furnace. And then that heck of a explosion, which that lady's semi-right. It could have sounded like a sonic boom, but it was way too violent. And when that went boom, down came the shower curtains, and I heard the glass smash. So nobody's calling about this, and I'm shocked, and I heard you guys this morning at 9:30. Nobody's calling about damage. Of course there's got to be other people that have damage. This is a brand-new house, and it should be a $600,000 house. It's supposed to be sturdy, and it got the poop kicked out of it for such a little so-called little earthquake.
My goodness.
I had to pass that along because I'm so shocked nobody's – and I'm not making fun of anybody in Buffalo or Clarence just calling saying they heard it. I understand they heard it, but must be because I was closer to it. We got this. I'll gladly send you the pictures of her broken windows and my glass block.
Yeah, I would love to see those because, and if anybody else has pictures of damage from this morning's earthquake, by all means, send them to us here at WBEN. I mean, look, no house came tumbling down, no apartment building came tumbling down, so we'd be talking about minor damage, but when you've got to call the glass block company and have them come out and fix the vent, and your neighbor has to get the glazier over it to take care of the glass, it's kind of a pain in the butt. What kind of a doctor is she?
She's got her doctorate in a weird, psychoscience or something. She's a brain, very smart lady.
But she's not a medical doctor. She's a PhD.
She's not an MA. She just many, many years of school. She's 50. And she just said that she just finished her doctorates and whatever it was, but she's not a doctor. My ex-wife's has her doctorates too, and the dresser is doctor, but not medical doctor.
Understood.
But she's no dummy. I mean, for her to call me on the phone, when I saw that it was her calling me, it's only for emergencies because we watch for each other. I knew something was wrong. And it just shocked me that nobody's calling about any damage. It's impossible. Unless this house is a cheap build, I'm glad you heard me out because it's like nobody's calling about damage.
Why wouldn't I hear you out? I invited you guys to call on earthquake stuff, and this is important to you, therefore it's important to me. And West Seneca was the epicenter of the earthquake, and I would expect, maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong, I'd expect that you can't be the only person to have suffered some household damage, however minor, in your neighborhood.
Yeah, it's weird. It's all nice new big houses around here and everything. Maybe everybody was at work and haven't come home to the damage. I have no idea, but I don't wait on hold, okay? And I just waited on hold probably 20, 30 minutes because I had to get this out because nobody's talking about damage. We're talking about this minor boom. And I can understand you not hearing it if you weren't right here, but I don't ever want to feel a 4.9. by the way, and I'll admit it right now, I got scared and bailed. I got out. I don't want to be in this house. I went out to my Jeep, went to the gas station, gassed it up, and headed for my warehouse in Rochester. I own a business, and I have a warehouse in Rochester, and I beat feet out of town until I felt better after listening to the seismologist say it really wasn't nothing that bad. But it was at our house, and I'm not kidding.
I have no reason to think that you're kidding whatsoever. I didn't know this show was so big with warehouse people, but apparently it is for reasons I don't understand. Thank you very much for the call. And Mike, send me the pictures, tom@wben.com, tom@wben.com, and I'll put them up on Facebook.
I'll get them out to you, Tom.
All right, brother. Thank you, my love. Good luck. There's Mike in West Seneca. Yeah, if you had damage from the earthquake, by all means, send us pictures. I'll put them up on the Bowerly on WBEN Facebook page. You know, some of us who are old enough remember a terrible earthquake in California back in the 1970s, and part of a hospital came tumbling down. And one of the most graphic things that I remember from childhood, and this is before CNN or Fox News or 24/7 News, it was ABC or NBC or one of the networks broke in to provide live coverage. And I remember seeing this hand of an individual sticking out of the rubble, and you could tell the person was alive, And I don't know if that person ever made it out alive, but fortunately, grace of God, that did not happen to us today, not even anything like it. But earthquakes are nothing to mess around with. And a dude called in to David Bellavia earlier today talking about the earthquake in New Madrid in the Midwest. And you can look that up. It's spelled like Madrid, Spain, but it's pronounced Madrid by the locals. And when you read up on that earthquake, it is the biggest known earthquake ever in the United States, possibly in all of North America. But that includes Mexico and Canada, so that might be a bit of an overstretch. But, yeah, that quake was absolutely epic. Let's go back to the calls on WBEN. Here is Matt in East Amherst. Matt, thank you for holding. You are on. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Tom. Hey, so I've been under the weather a little bit the past, I don't know, a week or so with a flu or whatever is going around here, and I haven't been sleeping so great. So last night I slept on the couch to give my wife a break from me wheezing and coughing in the middle of the night, because that's not fun. So I stayed up pretty late, probably till about 4 in the morning, because I was just tossing and turning. And so I finally pass out, and I was woken very abruptly by that 6:15 earthquake. And it's funny, because I mean, it's not the first thing, and I don't know if I'm alone in this, but it's not the first thing I thought. And maybe I'm pessimistic, but I mean, the first thing I thought was somebody finally dropped a bomb on us, you know, with the balloons in the air and all these things. And my mind went there immediately. I didn't even think earthquake. And why would you? I mean, I'm 31 years old, and I haven't really experienced an earthquake in my life. And I'm like you, the last one that happened many, many years ago was small, and I missed it. You know, some people felt it, but I'll be honest, that boom woke me up, and it shook me and rattled me in that couch. And I like, it was like a dream state. And I'm like, what was that? And I was almost embarrassed. I didn't run into my wife's room because I thought maybe I'm nuts and I haven't slept all night. And I like dreamt that. So I got on the phone and started looking around at, you know, earthquake tracker or what, you know, trying to decipher what it is. But I'll be honest with you, until I saw that, I was kind of concerned. I thought maybe it was a bomb of some sort.
Well, and let's not forget, we, and lady mentioned this earlier, but back in the 1980s, right after Christmas, we had a horrible explosion, a propane explosion in Buffalo. It killed 5 firefighters and 2 civilians. And that particular explosion was heard by thousands of people in Western New York. So when you say that you thought it was an explosion, it certainly is not out of the realm of possibility as an initial diagnosis of what you just experienced.
Yeah, it was pretty surreal and pretty shocking. And the only other time I've dealt with that was kind of through my wife. She went on vacation to the Grand Cayman. I think it was a year or so, or maybe 2 years ago. And she landed in Grand Cayman with 3 of her friends and her family, and they experienced a 7.8.
No way.
From the island.
No way.
In a grocery store, she had called me. The floors were rippling and lifting up. And it happened for over a minute, Tom, and she freaked out and called me. Of course, now my wife's out in Grand Cayman, and I'm here in East Amherst, and I'm like, what do I do, you know? And then I look online, of course, and there's tsunami reports, because that's sometimes what happens. So they all had to evacuate to hotels, and they gathered all the people up that were traveling and put them all in a hotel. And that was a nerve-wracking day. And then I go into her room this morning, in our room, and I go, hey, did you feel that? Did you hear it? She goes, yeah, it was an earthquake, I think. I go, what? And I'm over here freaking out, you know. And she's like, yeah, that didn't really compare to the one I felt. I'm like, well, well, look at you.
And that Richter scale, as the seismologist explained on WBEN this morning, that Richter scale goes up like, is the word exponentially? In other words, a 7 earthquake is a hell of a lot stronger than a 3.8. Like, a lot stronger.
Imagine.
And it's not just what you would think. It's actually by a factor of many, many, many times. I thank you for the call, man. If you got something else to say, I'll be happy to put you on hold. But if you're done, you may hang up. We're going to continue to take your calls on the earthquake of 23 on News Radio 930 WBEN. And if you had any damage, by all means, call. If your animals acted weird, by all means, call. I put a picture up of Debbie's cat, who was not in Debbie's basement at the time the photograph was taken, but the cat definitely knew something was up. Close up, look at that hair kind of sticking up in various parts of the cat's body. The cat knew something was weird.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All righty then. Welcome, my loves. It is Bowerly at News Radio 930 WBEN Monday, and it's Earthquake Monday, 2023, the 6th of February of this date. What happened? Your earthquake story. I am embarrassed to tell you that I slept right through it. Last night was a night where I put head to pillow, and I was unconscious until the alarm went off, and I was so out of it that when the alarm went off, I told you this before, I thought the clock said 1:58. I thought I had to call Wenger and say, Tim, you're never going to believe this. I overslept. That would have been an embarrassing call to make. I never want to make that call to Wenger during an afternoon show. Happened once when I was doing 9 to noon, just once. And I still made it here pretty fast. I had the benefit of the lights, but John Zach and Susan Rose had to cover for me for 5 minutes. That was so freaking embarrassing. Anyway, you experienced the earthquake. I experienced it, but I have no recollection of it. 803, in other words, I slept through it. 803, so did Puckett, which is weird. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Email, Tom, I personally did not like the feeling. Confusing and unsettling. Dave in Cheektowaga, was it good for you too, he asked? Ah, all right, well played. If you are particularly in West Seneca, do you have any damage, any windows broken, any crack form in your ceilings or your walls or anything like that? I mean, this was a 3.8 magnitude earthquake as it stands now. Sometimes they adjust them one way or the other minutely, but I'm kind of curious, how many of you heard the sound? And those of you who were outside when the sound echoed across the area, indicating a relatively shallow earthquake, did it sound, I'm fascinated by this, did it sound like it was coming from one spot? As you think about it now, did it sound like it was coming from West Seneca, or was it one of those sounds where it just seemed to envelop all of you? Now, the caller before who thought it was a UFO, she said she turned her head to the west. I am very confident in telling you that this was not a UFO. Using Occam's razor and sheer logic, it simply was an earthquake. The most likely explanation is the true explanation. Here is Bob. Oh, this is an interesting story. Bob in Buffalo, you're on WBEN. Welcome to the show, sir.
Hi, Tom. I'm calling in response to the fella in Allentown that had the cats that were all over the street.
The feral cats and one skunk.
That's right. I don't live far from Allentown, so I think that skunk makes it to our neighborhood. We smell it every once in a while. But the thing that got me was I've been walking my dogs up and down the street for, you know, different dogs for 40 years. And last night at 10 o'clock, that's when I make the last run before we go to bed. And we got a new dog. Our dog we had to put to sleep just before Christmas. And this new dog from the pound, we're just getting used to her. And I had her on a leash, and we got out near the street. And all of a sudden, she's pulling me like mad. And I couldn't see it. And then I realized there was a rat. And it wasn't like it was sick. It was just disoriented. It was running back and forth real fast to the street and back to the sidewalk. And I got her away from it. And then we went down to the end of the block and came back, and it was doing the same thing. And I thought, gee, that's weird. I mean, in 40 years, I never saw a rat like that.
Right.
And when this morning I made my bagel run, and when I came home,
your bagel. I like the way you describe things. My dog walk, my bagel run. You're a creature of routine. I like that.
This little critter in 2 months has trained my wife perfectly.
Yeah.
We do everything she wants. She wants a bagel in the morning.
Well, that's all right, because your wife has trained you perfectly.
That's right. But anyhow, I'm on the back deck, and the woman next door, she has a dog about the same size, and I'm telling her about it. She says, that's weird. She says, our dog got a rat last night, and the evening before, about the same time. And my only thought was, when that earthquake, all we heard here was, it sounded like somebody threw a package on our porch. It was a delivery, you know, and then the dog went crazy. She went to the window and barked, and then she stopped. But then the phone calls started coming in from our kids to make sure we were all right. But the thing was, she experienced the same thing with a rat. And I'm wondering, this was 10 o'clock last night. Does the earth start to make sounds or something to get these animals out of the ground? And maybe if the cats were all out over Allentown, it was probably loaded with rats. Years ago, when they put in the rapid transit and they were blasting, we had rats like you couldn't believe.
Oh yeah.
But I wonder if how much in advance this noise starts to appear, you know, in the ground.
The vibrational frequencies, which ultimately lead to the boom with shallow earthquakes, that's really an excellent question. We'd probably need to get a zoologist on or some expert in rodents. Now, the good news is a smaller rodent typically does not develop rabies, so you don't have to worry about that as much.
No.
But when animals start acting strangely, many years ago on Mill Street in Williamsville, saw a gray fox in the middle of the afternoon, and I just knew it was rabid. Next day, the APD came over and put it out of its misery, poor thing.
Uh-huh.
But,
yeah.
Well, they had to. No choice. There are a lot of kids around there. And I wonder if anybody else noticed that there were a lot of rats out last night. And I'm not talking about your least favorite politicians. I'm talking about legitimate rats. Now, was it a coincidence? Was it a coincidence that the dog caught a rat last night? Or was the rat trying to seek shelter from some kind of impending doom?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I've been walking these dogs for 40 years and never had an incident like that. And all of a sudden last night, my daughter, when she called, her dog was going crazy about half an hour before, the boom. And somebody had called in earlier and said their dog got into a bathtub. And for whatever reason, God only knows, you know, Bellavia was talking about it. It's the animals evidently. And another thing, I have a bird feeder, and I can't tell you, I probably have 30 birds out there. I haven't seen a bird or a squirrel in 2 days. I don't know if they sense something or what it is, you know. Mother Nature is it's pretty smart.
Well, here's what the U.S. Geological Survey says about what we've been talking about. And this is profoundly interesting to me because we mentioned this earlier. Some people with epilepsy or similar neurological conditions will actually get seizure dogs that know when a seizure is like 30 seconds or a minute away. And this is very, very important. So the individual is able to put themselves in a position where they're not going to hurt themselves if they pass out. Because unfortunately, sometimes, the head is very highly vascularized. And sometimes you bump your head, and if you're on blood thinners or something, you can actually bleed out. I know of a case where that happened. It was a horrible tragedy. Young lady, young lady. But here's what the Geological Survey says. Rats, weasels, snakes, and centipedes reportedly left their homes and headed for safety several days before a destructive earthquake. Anecdotal evidence abounds of animals, fish, birds, reptiles, and insects exhibiting strange behavior anywhere from weeks to seconds before an earthquake. And I'm trying to figure out who has the job of analyzing insect behavior. Like, is that really a job?
I guess it's somebody's making a living doing
it. Come, Mr. Spider, tell us about your childhood.
You know, I want to comment. WBN, we go back to my youngest twins just turned 44. When my wife was rearing them when they were infants, and she'd get up in the middle of the night to feed them, she'd call John Otto. And her and John Otto would talk, and that's how she spent her time feeding the baby. That's how far back we've been listening to WBN. But
so John was actually on WGR 550 and on KB 1520. Both stations are also owned, as we are now, by Odyssey. And we haven't we haven't been sold in like 25 years. We went through a period where every other week we had a new owner. And God bless Mindy Rich, because there was somebody who came along who would have been a horrible owner of this radio station, well, the other radio station, and Mindy didn't sell it to that person. Thank God. Thank you, Mindy. And by the way, Mindy, you're still hot. Anyway, I thank you very much. I appreciate the call.
Okay, thanks for taking it.
Okay. Absolutely. All right, so let's just talk about this for a minute. I'm especially interested in hearing from you if your house had a window break, a crack in the wall, any kind of damage whatsoever, because we had a guy from West Seneca before who has glass block windows. And in the glass block windows, there are vents, and his vents were pushed out a little bit, which is supposed to do by design. And by the way, glass block windows are one of the best things you can do in terms of home security, because most burglaries are committed by teenage boys who live, well, for their initial burglary, within sight of the victim's house. And a lot of times they'll just break through a basement window and just gain access to your house. Glass block window is a great way to prevent that. That's one of the first things I did when I bought my house, was put in the glass block windows. Anyway, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. And I always say it's a lot easier to prevent and protect something than it is to deal with the insurance companies afterwards. Your earthquake experience, your animal's earthquake experience. And yeah, I put a picture up of Debbie's cat taken shortly after the earthquake, and the cat looks confused. And for a cat to actually look confused, clearly, it was a stronger than normal earthquake for these here parts, because you can actually see some of the hair on the cat erect, which obviously is an indication that something is going on with the cat. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. You know, not every bit of fur, but there are areas of fur that clearly are poking up. So it kind of freaked out the cat. And I still think Debbie's lying about having a cat or two, because I never see them. They just hide. So if we have any amateur astronomers listening, and remember, we have listeners everywhere, because you can listen at WBEN.com. Anybody get a good original picture of the green comet? And I feel so gypped when it comes to comets, because Kohoutek in 1975, that was a letdown. Hale Bopp, that was a letdown. But the biggest letdown was Halley's Comet, because you see pictures from the last time it had been around. It left this enormous tail behind it. And the visitation during my lifetime of Halley's Comet, it looked like a fuzzy star at best. Mentioned that last week. Let's get back to the calls. Your earthquake experience and the wildlife and your animals, did they act a little bit hinky? Let's go hinky, not kinky, hinky. It is 3:53 at News Radio 930 WBEN. And again, I feel like I need to remind you guys of this once a week, but I am bound by the FCC. There's certain words I cannot allow. I personally do not find them offensive, and believe me, I would use far worse if I could, but I can't. And the FCC is regulated by Cotton Mather and people of his ilk, so they've not quite caught up with 2023's lexicon. So the gentleman lives on the path to the Niagara Air Base. Now, those of you of a certain age might remember being a little kid, and every now and again, you'd be awakened at night by a sonic boom of a jet fighter, and don't hear those anymore, and for a reason. But there was something about those middle-of-the-night sonic booms that, man, when you were a kid and your hearing was sharp and keen, not very good. Let's go to Dottie in Lockport as well on WBEN. Let's hope that Dottie doesn't have a potty mouth.
No, Dottie doesn't. Hi, Tom.
Oh, I do. Believe me. You're on, Dottie. What's up?
I thought something strange this morning. My dogs woke me up about 2 a.m., so they wanted to go out and go potty. But as soon as I opened up the door, they poked their head out and came right back in. They wouldn't go out. And I heard dogs howling like crazy out there.
Really?
So I don't know if they sensed something was coming. I have no idea, but that's the first time I ever experienced that.
Well, Dottie, just out of curiosity, are you sure they were dogs or might they have been coyotes? Because coyotes, when you get some coyotes together, that sound sometimes it almost sounds human.
Right. No, they sounded like dogs to me.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was the strangest thing. That never happens. I go out there all the time, and whatever time in the morning, they got to go. And I've never heard that before.
But your dogs, let me just, so I'm understanding you correctly, it was what time?
Oh, about 2 o'clock in the morning.
And do you usually take the dogs out to pee at 2 in the morning?
Oh, pretty much, yeah. My one dog, he always has to go out. But this morning, though, he was frantic to go. I mean, he was acting really crazy to go to the bathroom because they sleep with me.
All right, this is after the earthquake or before?
This was before.
Okay, so 2 o'clock in the morning, the dog was frantic to go out, but then didn't go out?
No, neither of them. They both, as soon as I opened up the door, neither of them would go out. And which that is really unusual for them.
You know, these stories fascinate me, and I hope we have more stories of people who have pets that were acting unusually, or not just pets, but wild animals in your neighborhood, like the deer standing at attention in the middle of the day. Usually they kind of lay low in the middle of the day. The feral cats, the skunks.
Yeah. You know where I encounter a lot of the deer is in Clarence when I do my I work for a day hab, and I do my run every day. Deer just right on their front lawns. It's amazing. Everywhere.
You know what I don't understand? Is people who have homes in Clarence, Amherst, Williamsville, who put fake deer on their lawns. You don't need fake ones because they're everywhere.
Exactly. They're like every day. They're just like pets.
Now, a pink flamingo, that's a little bit different.
Thank you, Tom.
All right, Dottie, hope your dogs are just fine. I appreciate your story. These stories, I am fascinated by them. I really am. Earthquakes have always had some kind of a fascination, especially whether animals have some kind of premonitory skill and they know that something is going to happen. And her dogs acted strangely last night. Do you have dogs or cats, maybe birds or whatever, that acted a little bit weird? If not before, certainly after the shaking event of this morning's earthquake, in particular, those of you who live in West Seneca, where the epicenter of the earthquake is said to have been, and it was a shallow earthquake, therefore we heard the boom. That's vibrational frequencies, and that is a telltale sign of a shallow depth earthquake. But I wonder how many of you actually had damage to your household. I'm still waiting for the pictures from the dude who called in before of the damage to his home.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.